Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive development at the primary level. On this week's program, we're at Breadnut Hill Primary in St. Anne. Stay tuned. Staff and students of Breadnut Hill Primary School are now enjoying improved surroundings. Following the completion of works, under the Government of Japan-funded grant assistance for grassroots human security project. The works, valued at $79,258, including renovation of school buildings, reconstruction and paving of the compound, installation of chain-link fencing, and other infrastructure development. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green says partnerships are key and enable the government to find additional resources to invest in the education system.
The Breadnut Hill Primary School, areas such as the ventilation, roofing, water storage, perimeter fencing, all of those areas were needs that were identified by the school community, that if they were to get those needs satisfied, they could do a better job of serving students of the community.
Japan's ambassador to Jamaica, Masanori Nakano, says his government is happy to provide support.
So today I'm very pleased to see that this project has been successfully completed. It is my sincere hope that this new and improved learning environment will allow students to be more comfortable and therefore concentrate on their schoolwork so that they can improve their academic performance.
Minister Green says the project has achieved its objective of providing a safe and secure teaching and learning environment for students and staff.
You know, something as that seems so small as putting up a perimeter fence, just something as basic as now the children can play in the yard, something we would have taken for granted. The sort of protection that our children now have, that you don't have to wonder if they're going to stray onto the road and come into harm's way. Now we have a fence that protects our children.
Another important aspect of the project was the installation of partitions in several classrooms.
Again, it sounds so simple, yes? But it is so important. Oftentimes I would go in schoolrooms and wonder, how are our teachers able to function when you have one open space, different classes, different instructors, and they have to work so hard to try and keep everybody focused on the lesson at hand. And as such, we are on a drive at the ministry to see where we can put in those partitions, especially at the primary level, to help with the level of instruction.
State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. Principal of Breadnut Hill Primary, Ricardo Kennedy, has welcomed the assistance provided by the Government of Japan. Japan's Grant Assistance for Grassroots and Human Security Initiative aims to offer flexible and timely assistance for development projects at the grassroots level. It attempts to have a direct impact on the well-being of grassroots communities. Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Projects supports initiatives proposed by various bodies, such as non-governmental organizations and local government authorities. For more information on the collaborative efforts of the governments of Jamaica and Japan, visit jamaica.emb-japan.go.jp. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Visit gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
The Ministry of National Security will be targeting gangs, guns, lottery scammers. So be warned. This year is law-abiding people year, not the year of gangsters, rapists, and murderers. We will make Jamaica secure and take back our public spaces. This government is committed to citizen safety and security. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.